Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Attract Health, Build Wealth podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our limiting patterns, allowing ourselves to attract health, build wealth, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our kids, our spouses, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 62, I wanted to chat a little bit about the feeling of hopelessness and how we can start to feel a little bit better about our situations. But before we get into the podcast, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode, any feedback you have at the Epiphany Vault. I would really be happy to go over them on the podcast if you would like me to, or you can just send it out into the universe. You can go to epiphanyvault.com to submit and share anonymously. I would welcome the discussion. And also, one announcement is that I am hosting a complimentary masterclass online on June 2nd, and I'd love to have you there. It's called Freedom from Codependency, and this is for you if you are ready to break the chains and be free. Be sure to register pretty soon as there are limited spaces available, and I'll put the link up in the show notes. And now, on to the show. So, I pretty vividly remember feelings of deep hopelessness pervading my life. The last time I was so desperately hopeless was the last time I got together with my boyfriend. And mind you, this was after some pretty bad things happening and us getting back together 4 or 5 times previously. And I remember not having any hope for anything better for myself. I specifically remember saying to myself and even to him, "This is just my life. You are my person." And even though I was desperately unhappy, even though I knew it wasn't right for me, you know how I reasoned it out? I looked at my parents' relationship. And it was eye-opening. And when I saw him treating me the same way that my father figure had treated me, and in a messed up way, this is how I came to the realization that this is just my life. This was just confirmation for me that I was in the right place. I literally did not know any better, literally. And it's somewhat comical as I think back on it now because it was just so grossly untrue. But I was hopeless then. I didn't think that life could be any better. I didn't think that my relationships could get any better or be any better. I thought that where I was is where I was destined to be. I was kind of resigned. And before I kind of go further, I just want to add a little bit of a trigger warning here because I am going to briefly talk about suicide. So if you feel called to stop or to move on or skip through, I would absolutely welcome that. All of you is welcome here. And of course, please reach out to the suicide hotline if that's how you're feeling. But for me, the last time I felt that desperate level of no hope, was when suicide popped in my head. I was literally without help, not paired with hope. My life had reached such a low place of desperation, and the only hope I had, I felt like, at that time, was to end it. And if you understand this, I reach out to you right now with warmth and love. And I encourage you to reach out again to the National Suicide Hotline. And it kind of felt like my hopelessness kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. And at that point, I hadn't really been into personal growth or looking at limiting patterns. I hadn't known how my codependency was a coping pattern, or how my dieting was a coping pattern, or how I always wanting attention was a coping pattern. Here's what I did know. When I felt the hopelessness creep in, I knew something had to change. There was something inside of me, something divine, that was telling me that it wasn't right. That after all, this wasn't in my highest good. And that's when it all began. My hopelessness turned to just a little bit of awareness. And my awareness grew and grew as I began to learn about why I was the way I was. And with that came a little bit of hope. Putting it together made so much sense. And I never went back to that deep, hopeless desperation of that night. The last step in my healing was healing the root cause, the reason that the coping patterns kept coming up. The coping patterns like codependency, like eating disorders, like over-focusing on achievement. And I'll be honest, for years, even though I knew about my patterns, some of them still kept showing up. And it was frustrating. And that's when I kind of knew something had to change, because it was so frustrating. But when I realized, what I realized was that just because I knew about them didn't mean that they would stop. That was a preconceived notion that I had, but that wasn't true. And this is kind of where I see people now from this perspective. That's when I see people stopping. That's when I see people, a lot of people give up at this point. Because they think that if they know about something, then that it shouldn't happen. But I didn't give up. There was a deeper knowing in me that knew that this wasn't it. That hope still lived inside of me. I reached a point in my healing when I knew I needed help, and it turns out that I did. And I can't even express to you how important and monumental bringing in safe support changed my life. And here's why. Most of our coping and limiting patterns come from an unhealed wound or a root cause when something significant, or maybe even something that didn't happen that was supposed to happen, like emotional nurturing, for example. But something happened or didn't happen to us in the past. And sometimes this happened repeatedly. Sometimes it happened just once. But whatever it was completely affected how we operated in the world at that time. And if you're thinking that's not me, but you're still seeing a limiting pattern come up, I would probably challenge you on that. Our coping patterns arose in the first place to keep us safe during that time, and possible many times after. That hopelessness hits hard when the past meets the present. And you'll be able to know this. If you are physically safe in your world, but you still have anxiety or stress, or procrastination, or attracting the same type of toxic relationships. And there are so many other indicators. But here's where it gets tricky. And what we learned, and learned as in like unconscious and subconscious learning, so, you know, just kind of want to point that out. But what we learned to do back then doesn't work for us now. We are all adults. We should be able to make the right decisions for ourselves. But the thing is, we are not the ones making the decisions. The unhealed part of us is. And this is a hard truth. And it doesn't make sense for some. But when I got this, my door completely blew open. My door to healing. Now, today, I go to my support team and I say, hey, I see this popping up. Can you help me heal it? And I trust in that space that they hold and the healing that they can muster. I'm grateful today and deeply full of hope, of life, of love. And if you're feeling hopeless, I want you to know that I see you. I hear you. And I hope by sharing my story, I presented you with just a little bit of hope. You are worth it. I promise. I'll see you for the next episode.